Welcome to Simple Wins, where we bring on the leaders who are shaping the future to be able to give you a simple win that you can go ahead and implement today. And today's guest is Jeroen Kreyenbrink, who is a source of calm, trust, and direction, moving purposely through life with an open heart, keen awareness, and inner drive, helping leaders and organizations find their way. Jeroen, so excited to have you here. Really looking forward to this.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it as well.
It's going to be a good time. I'm really looking forward to this. And I see leaders treat strategy as a once a year event. And I'm very excited to have you here because I think you're going to be able to nip this in the bud. You see strategy as a daily habit for every level of organization. Where did we lose the plot on what it actually means to be strategic?
Quite a while ago. Maybe we can rephrase the question, like, did we ever get it right? I doubt whether we got it really right. And I think if you look back at the history of strategy, and I mean business strategy, which is not like 2,000 years going back to Sun Tzu and so, but to the early 1970s, like 50 years ago, a strategy was supposed to be this response to the uncertain, complex environment. It's interesting, by the way, to notice that it's a 50 years ago that we kind of had the same conversation as now. Everything is in flux. Everything is in change. So how do we respond? Strategy is supposed to be the answer. And I think where it immediately went wrong is we treated it as a very analytical, rational, economical top management thing. And I think that has been the wrong route. And it's pretty obvious because whatever research you look at over the past decades, the past three, four decades, success ratios are terrible. Failure rates are excessive. They're really high, up to kind of 50, 60, 70% failure. We would never accept that from any other process, but yet we have accepted it from strategy. So for me, it's a sign that the way we've started to think about strategy is kind of this analytical, top-down, rational, event-based thing has been flawed from day one.
I like that. And when you go to talking about strategy, say from the bottom, right, from people who are working, not necessarily management, how do you kind of see strategy from their side?
I think one important shift in mindset that we need is to see strategy as a, not as a hierarchical thing. So there's no strategy, tactics and operations, because that's the traditional way of thinking, but see strategy as an aspect of everyone's job. So it's not position related, it's not hierarchy related, it's not higher than tactical and operational, but it's an aspect. It's something that everyone needs to think about. And for me, strategy is thinking about what's how do you create value as an organization, as a team, as a unit, as a division, as a person? How do you create value in a unique way? So how do you contribute to society, if you like, and or for a specific group of customers? It could be a company's customer, but it could also be internal customers. Like if you are an IT department, an HR department, who's your customer? What's the value you are creating? Also as an individual team member, who is your customer? Is it your manager? Is it someone else in the organization? Is it someone else outside the organization? What value are you creating for them? And how are you doing that now? And to what extent can that be prolonged? What do you need to do in the future? So thinking about how you create value in a unique and sustainable way is relevant for everyone in a company, especially every leader. Like if you're leading a division, a unit, a department, a team, this is a very essential question. And in my view, it has always been a very essential question. We did not really get a chance to spend a lot of time and effort and money on this because it was not supposed to be our task. Because in the hierarchy, we were told if you're a unit leader, a team leader, strategy is not for you. That's just wait until at the corporate level we've done it, then we throw it over the fence and you implement. That has been the general way of doing. And we can't do that anymore. And I think if you, and that's where my work on strategy competencies is kind of really driving me, because what we see is in so many companies, people lacking these skills. They are supposed to be more strategic, for instance. It's one of the important requirements. We want our people, our new recruits, our leads, our professionals to be more strategic. But no one really knows what it means. So how do we know? How can we tell? How can we make sure that these people are strategic. And this is not just our, let's say, my or our own observations. If you look at the research by, for instance, the World Economic Forum, there's one thing the research points at. It's kind of what are the future skills in a world where AI is taking over more and more of our work? It is strategic competence. It's our ability to kind of think about ourselves, reflect ourselves, understand where we are, and kind of reinvent ourselves if it's necessary. So there's so many reasons for decentralizing, kind of turning strategy into much more a distributed capability than an executive capability.
I like that. And when we talk about AI, for example, so what I've heard is that, and this is, I thought, a very interesting concept. I was talking to somebody, he's an AI implementation specialist. And when he was talking about if you have bad systems, AI basically amplifies those bad systems to an ultimate degree. How do you actually see AI playing a trend when it comes to strategy?
I find it hard to tell that at this moment. I think one trend we are witnessing is, as we've seen with other technologies before, like data analysis, it's kind of prolonging and kind of stretching the traditional paradigm a bit further. Because if we have this very analytical paradigm, we could crunch large databases. That's kind of the big data paradigm or the approach. And now using AI, we can extend that. We can use technology to crunch all kind of numbers and make projections and all of that, which partly is useful, as it has always been partly useful, because trying to understand where the world is moving, extrapolating trends, that has been very important. AI has an important role in that, kind of doing that for you rather than having to do the manual work. But that's not all of it. And there is, there's on one hand, additional uses of AI. I'm using it as well. It's great for kind of feeding your thoughts, getting some inputs, getting suggestions. So kind of seeing it as another team member. I think that's the main way I like to see it, as kind of an additional team member, where you want people's input, you want people's thoughts, their desires, wishes, aspirations, projections, and you're treating AI as another person in the room who you also consult. But I think that's on the intellectual cognitive side on strategy. So there it can be very useful. One thing we must not forget is that that is just a small part of what strategy is all about. Because in the end, strategy is about changing behaviors. It's about making sure that what people do in a company, what they believe in, how they're motivated, how they together also deliver the work and how they align, that part AI cannot do. So AI can be of great help on the analytical side, on the creative side, on the critical side, but on the social side, the behavioral side, the emotional side of strategy, which is much closer to actual implementation and execution, I think that's where AI becomes, is still very limited, because it's actually people who need to change their behaviors.
Absolutely. And for our listeners who are listening in today, what would you say is a simple one that they could go ahead and implement today in order to start seeing a result, whether it be growth in their business, more streamlined processes, whatever that might be?
Yeah, although I think there's a simple win, my answer will be a bit longer than that. So let me give a bit of context. So what I've been working on in the last few years is on building a competency framework. So basically spelling out what being strategic means. What is strategic competency? And that framework I've called the Big Five of Strategy. I've co-developed it with my co-founder, Timothy Teriyaki. And it's a very structured approach where we decompose strategy into five core competencies: grasp the present, shape the future, move the system, deliver the results, and adapt to change. I could give you an entire lecture on the framework and spend an hour on it explaining all the details, but it balances strategic thinking and doing and stabilizing and transforming. So it's a very well-structured and researched framework. And based on that, kind of there's a three-step process that organizations, we believe, they should go through: assess, develop, embed. Assess means basically understand where you stand, understand the competencies your people have, yourself, in the team you have, in the organization as a whole. Develop means coaching and training so that they kind of enhance their weaknesses and leverage their strength. And then embed means changing the organizational structures and processes and even culture in a way that people can actually be more strategic. So you can imagine that if you train people to become more strategic, you also have to give them the room and to facilitate them. So they have some autonomy, that the way they're judged, the appraisal systems, that kind of all of that is changed, and also recruitment, for instance. So in the end, it can affect your entire governance. So these are not the simple wins. That's clear, because that's a kind of a structural change in an organization. But you can start very small. And I think that's the very first win, and that's what we're currently seeing, is assess, making sure you understand what your people's strengths and weaknesses are. That's also why we developed, the very first thing we developed, is self-assessment. So like any personality test, you go online, answer a couple of questions in 20 minutes, and then you get a 30-page detailed personal report. I think that insight, that understanding of individual profiles, of team profiles, of organizational profile, that's, I think, an essential start and such an important quick win, because that insight, I think you can implement some of it the same day. Based on your results, you can see where you stand, where your strengths are. You even get some questions on how to leverage them and how to develop your points of improvement or weaknesses. So that will be my quick win. Assess your strategic competencies, because these are the competencies that matter the coming years.
That's awesome. And after somebody kind of goes ahead and does the assessment, so we have kind of that three-point framework, but what have you seen has been the biggest trigger? So when somebody actually goes ahead and does the assessment, at what moment do they say, you know what, it is time to hire an outside person?
Especially at the team level, because we do this, of course, you can do this individually. You can go to the website and just take the assessment yourself. But we also work with organizations, so smaller and bigger organizations. And one of the most insightful moments is we do have kind of a team report where we can show, like, for instance, on these five core competencies, how many have each of these five competencies at their top one or their top two, and how many have them as their kind of their bottom one, so the number five. And that creates very interesting insights where the disbalance in a team kind of immediately shows up. Like an example of a recent team I've worked with, they were basically all on the doing side. So they were very strong at delivering the results and moving the system, but much less developed on the thinking side. So the grasp the present and shape the future side. So whether that is a good or a bad thing, there's no generic answer there, but this insight, like, hey, we're out of balance, or we're not covering these, I think that's kind of the most important starting point for change.
Absolutely. In your room, where can people go to learn more about you?
Several places. I'm on LinkedIn. So if you spell my name correctly, the one you find, that's me. Big5ofstrategy.com is our kind of the self-assessment website. And our company website is strategy.inc. So that's, and there's contact forms if you want to reach out to me. So that would be the way to reach me.
That's awesome. Jeroen, thank you so much for jumping on with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are listening, thank you so much for listening in. Please make sure to go give Jeroen a look. Go to his website. Go check it out. Because seriously, what he's doing on the strategy side is pretty dang cool. So thank you so much, Jeroen. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And I will see you on the next episode.